Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing with delays expected through May. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road as a contractor completes paving operations. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning and 3:20 to 3:50 this afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac Street to Division Street as part of a major reconstruction project. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen Street for the Sydenham Street community space. On-street parking on Sydenham Street remains available. Colborne Street from Barry Street to Main will be closed through May 29th for site servicing by a contractor. Motorists and residents on Brock Street from King Street East to Bagot Street should expect nightly road closures from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. with limited access to the area while a contractor is undertaking asphalt resurfacing. And a long-term closure remains in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barry Street at Queen. And now the weather forecast for today. Skies will be clearing. Expect winds of 30 gusting to 50, high 18, UV index 9 or very high. This evening will cool down to a low of plus 5 with clear skies and winds calming to 20 kilometers per hour. Coming up at 5, City Council approved a bylaw at last night's council meeting authorizing an agreement for the provision of a municipal capital facility at 315 Queen Mary Road in Kingston. The premises will be the future home of a transitional housing project operated by Homebase Housing, the Midtown Kingston Health Home operated by Kingston Community Health Centers, and community rental space. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call next.
Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Frank, what the hell are you doing, man?
That's my character. I'm the trash man. I come out, I throw trash all over the ring, and then I start eating garbage. And then I pick up the trash can, and I smash the guy on the head.
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
No, nobody's going to get hurt. I'm telling you, it's like you said, it's all fake. But
just My goodness.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
Just fine. Fine and dandy. Like that last track we just heard, The Uni Boys. Brand new.
Quite appropriate.
Very appropriate title. Yeah. That was called Look on the Bright Side. I think that's pretty good, right?
I think it's good.
You know, that's a good morning song. Good morning to you all. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. It's your new morning wake-up call.
Yes.
Welcome back, Simone.
Welcome back, Jeff.
We're back in the hot seat. We're coming at you live. It's May 20th. It's 8:05 in the a.m. And we're just ready to rock out with you guys.
Yeah, just as you drive along.
Yeah.
We're here to accompany you.
With all the construction nonsense in Kingston, your commute's getting longer.
Yeah, so we're just going to make it good.
Yeah, you get to spend more time with us.
Yeah.
We got a good show today.
We do. Lots of new stuff, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Golden stuff.
We got the Eurovision winner. We got Paul McCartney live on SNL. Mm-hmm. We have some metal later on.
And our good friend Shania Twain.
Back in action. Yeah, we got some good stuff today. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We're also going to talk about summertime foods from our sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. Lots going on at the station. They're getting ready to paint one of the studios.
So
we're going to give them our 2 cents on what color.
We're getting a makeover.
The color scheme.
Yeah.
They should just paint images of us on the wall.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like glitter or something like that.
Yeah. Really distracting glitter and everything. We're going to brainstorm some things.
I think so. That's good. Good idea, Jeff.
Thank you.
I do have good ideas.
All the time.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about what's going on this weekend in and around Kingston, Ontario. It might be a bit of a rainy weekend. It's not going to stop us.
Nothing stops us.
Nothing. Here. There's always something going on. And then we're going to talk about nerd news after 9. There's always some nerd news.
Always.
We got to talk about John Travolta.
We do.
You showed me that this morning.
My goodness. Yeah, we got to talk about John.
We do.
Yeah.
But first, we got to get to the tunes. Like we said before, we got brand new Shania Twain. This one's called Dirty Rosie. And I think we should just go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is
Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Yeah.
No clothes, no shoes in the south in the sun, running around and not tattoos. You're melting to me like any in the heat gets tricky. I got a slice of life, I wanna live life. Get it right, one time. Drive all night to see me. Take a chance on your luck. Take a chance. Drive a Hummer in the summer. You can even drive the latest in my Mercedes, but you can't drive my truck. I was raised to share my things with all my neighbors and my siblings. I work all night to spend my nickels and my dimes on dirty.
happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Your league. Look at how hot she is. You don't see me going to a bigger school in a wealthier district and hitting on their prettiest girl.
Gee, thanks, Brad.
I throw balls far. You want good words? Data languager.
Twist on this. Moya Marley. That's his name. Moya Marley. That's his name. This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
I wanna write you a love letter, but everything in my head sounds better.
That's what that was. It gets you going in the morning.
It can.
That was Kit Major, brand new stuff with Not As Witty As I Used To Be.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Someone who's really doing some self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Brand new stuff.
Someone should.
Someone should. Welcome back to CFRC. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Morning Wake Up, your hump day edition. We're here to get you through your midweek blahs.
Uh-huh.
But it's a four-day week for most of us.
Yeah.
So what are you whining about?
I'm not whining, are you?
I am.
You are?
I've been whining all morning.
You whine sometimes.
I've been griping all morning. That's why I come out here. It's therapy.
Yeah.
I get to just
get it off your chest.
To the audience.
And onto the audience there.
Exactly.
Onto our listeners.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Your life is going bad. I have to sit here with Simone and listen to rock and roll music all morning long. Also in that set before Kit Major, we had a classic from Dum Dum Girls with Yours Alone. We also had a good old moldy oldie from Chuck Cornish with a tribute to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that one. We had the Lemon Twigs, brand new stuff out of them from Look For Your Mind. And we had Shania Twain, otherwise known as Shani Twain.
Yeah.
Dirty Rosie.
That's an exciting one there.
I'm glad she's still cranking
still,
them out.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bit of a rasp in her voice. A little gravel.
Yeah.
Gave me some like J.J. Wilde vibes.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. She's sounding good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know also sound good?
Who?
Us. Sound fantastic. Once again, welcome to Indie Wake Up Call. This time of morning, we like to talk to you fine folks about our lives.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can feel better about yourselves when I tell you I've done nothing. Nothing for no one. Simone, what are you up to?
Well, just checking out John Travolta's new getup.
Yeah.
Did you see?
You just showed me today.
Yeah.
The Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
Going on in southern France.
Mm-hmm.
So all the glitz and glamour and pretentiousness.
Yes.
I guess pomp stands for pompous. What would you call it? So John Travolta, he's rocking
a beret. He had like a cream beret.
Yeah. And then like his facial hair is like immaculate.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like he's got like a chin strappy beard and a little stash.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like his facial hair was like printed from a 3D printer and just stuck on.
And his lips are all puckered like beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where like he kind of in my mind bounces back and forth between like lame and cool. Like he would be seen as lame.
Yeah.
But he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's 72.
I think everyone everyone was just really happy to see him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like made some stinkers, but he's made some classics.
Yeah.
Battlefield Earth, amazing.
Yeah. And I think he's got something at Cannes as well.
He must.
With his daughter as well. So he showed up with her.
Yeah.
So nice.
Say what you will about John Travolta. He's always changing things up. Like he's never stale.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even if it's garbage, it's fresh
garbage.
You
can't hate John Travolta.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
What's their favorite John Travolta movie? You don't know?
Saturday Night.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Face Off.
Remember
when
he
takes his face
that
off?
That was good, too.
It was fun.
That was with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah,
that's actually a good one.
The Cannes Film Festival, we were also talking about how Vin Diesel was there, everybody! They were screening the 25th anniversary of Fast and the Furious 1. If you want to feel like an old man, remember that Fast and the Furious is 25 years old.
What would you do if you met him? Like, what would you do?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Would you say, like, hey, can I get a photo?
Challenge him to a chin-up competition.
A chin-up?
Yeah, just like in The Punisher.
What about push-up? Push-up might be easier, right?
Maybe, yeah. But chin-up? No, push-up contest, yeah.
Yeah, because then you could just do it right there when you meet him, right?
I feel like he's so rich that he wouldn't want to touch the dirty ground.
Mm.
Or like he would have like his two aides lie on their stomach and he would put his hands on their backs and then do push-ups on them.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That way it's like a clean way of doing it.
Okay.
And he still gets to flex. Oh, I think I'd win in a push-up competition against Vin Diesel.
How many push-ups do you think you could do?
Like two or three?
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Then you get tired and move on with your life.
I think...
I don't know. We were talking off air about how, like, it's summertime.
Yeah.
The weather's nicer, which means the young, hot-looking people are out and about.
Showing off some skin.
Making me feel old.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I gotta do something. I gotta, like, drink less beer.
Yeah.
Eat less ice cream.
Yeah.
Maybe
which
walk.
Is hard to do because you work at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
The ice cream. It's pretty delicious.
It's screaming.
Too much.
Come and eat me.
You know what? Working at Old Farm and scooping so much ice cream will get me off of it because I hate it with a passion. So much ice cream yesterday. It was insane.
Yeah. That's good sales for you guys. I'm happy.
It's great. You get the little kids in there and they got to decide what flavor. And it's like the biggest decision of their little lives.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Looking forward in Indie Wake Up Wednesday future, speaking of little adorable kids, we're getting our June shows ready. We got some specials coming up, and my niece, Tara Bera.
Yeah.
She wants to come in at the beginning of her summer vacation and do an all annoying music show.
Aww.
She wrote Chicken Banana on the wall in the little studio over there. And I guess that's a song that kids listen to where they sing Chicken Banana for about 40 minutes straight.
Oh.
She loves it. Parents, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's their generation's
Chicken Banana. That's
skinnamarinky-dink.
Yeah.
So I think we're getting ready to have, like, we'll have, like, a child-focused back to summer special.
Okay.
Should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then we're getting Superfan Dommy in at the beginning of June to do his Psychobilly show.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a lot of fun. I think I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
We got lots going on in June.
Lots going on.
Things are happening.
Summertime.
Absolutely. And a lot's happening at CFRC Studios. As always, it's buzzing in here.
Yeah.
It's buzzing because of the Vin Diesel news. They love it. They can't keep me away. What's your favorite Fast and the Furious movie, Simone?
I don't know, man.
That's a nice.
I don't know. Well, the part where they're in cars.
That's a good answer. It's Fast Five. That's the right answer is Fast Five. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And we better get back to the tunes, because when we are playing music, I can throw on another YouTube thing and force you to watch Fast and Furious clips.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Take my eyeballs open.
That's right. It's my Indie Wake Up Wednesday on 101.9
FM.
I screwed that up. So you better say it.
On 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
All around you, you are carried through the summer months with ease. When the water starts to freeze and contract like a fist, the loneliness of pain.
foolish not before.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pour another shot, I'm on fire. Fill my cup for times it was dry. Wipe those happy tears from my eyes, then I'll watch me come alive. You can blame it all on the time. It don't wait for no one to try. We all running from getting by till the moment we get tired. And I won't play it cool, 'cause I can't afford to lose. There you go, there you go again. Feel that to the brim. I said like, I've been down this road so long. So I just filled my glass. Yeah, I just took that back. And I just filled my glass. Yeah, I just took that back.
Said I've been down this road.
myself, I can't complain about the old me.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Simone the Moan in the house, everyone. It's Indie Wake Up Wednesday, your countdown to the weekend, your rock ride around the world and through time.
get you over this hump day.
Yeah.
4-day work week. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, some cool stuff happened.
What happened?
Yeah, they had the drone show.
I missed that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it online.
I heard there was a lot of like Slush Puppy logos because it was sponsored by Slush Puppy Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen drone shows on the internet from like other countries.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the one in China where they have the dragon flying around, which would be pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about a Slush Puppy logo just sitting there. I don't know.
That's okay. But still, I think it's a first, right?
It is a
first for Kingston, so that's a...
got to get this going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make it a thing.
Yeah.
Because then, well, that's the thing, because everyone complains about the fireworks because of how much it freaks out their dogs, but would the buzzing of a 400 drones be worse for their, like, sensitive dog ears?
I don't know.
We need some dog owners to weigh in on this.
I think so.
What? Or no, what you do is you get the best of both worlds, 400 drones, and then they all explode at the end. Boom.
Boom.
Amazing. Hope you guys all had a great long weekend. I sure did. Eurovision was on this weekend.
Yeah,
I
got your favorite.
I love it so much. It's so weird.
I do love it.
Yeah, Handsome Andy was over. We watched Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. I'll pull up my phone. I need to find that picture of like what our votes were.
Yeah, who's your number one?
Our number one was the Bangaranga, the Bulgarian Bangaranga babe.
Bangalanga?
Bangaranga.
Bangaranga?
But it's pronounced like Bangaranga.
Bangaranga.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Did I get it?
So Bangaranga Bulgarian babe was our favorite. She was our pick and she won. We're going to hear that after this break.
And this, okay, so she won preliminary or is it, she won the whole
thing? The whole shebang.
Oh.
So the next year's Eurovision is in Bulgaria.
Okay.
And she'll be like there performing. But we also had our picks, the Danish Booty Cube. We don't remember any of their names, so this is what we did.
Yeah.
The Greek Freaks, some of them I can't read on the air. Croatian Yellow Deli, the French Opera Chick. She was real good.
Yeah.
That was a close second, yeah. Yeah, Sweden, you know, they're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
That's what we got up to. Yeah. The long weekend wouldn't be the long weekend, though, without our bevy of snacks.
Mm.
This brings us to our sponsorship segment, the Breakfast Nook.
Yes.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods,
Old
baby.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
If you're downtown Kingston, if you're at City Park or you're on Queens Campus and you got a hankering for some Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Then you know where you need to go?
You need to go there.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
You need to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are bumping. It's summer mode in Old Farm now. Kawartha Dairy Ice Cream is going bananas.
What's the number one flavor?
Moon Mist right now.
Moon Mist?
It's the freak flavor because all the little kids...
With the three different flavors in it, right?
Yeah, it's blue bubblegum, grape, and banana. So it looks like a clown.
Is it bright color? Brightly colored?
It's very brightly colored. It looks like a clown went through a wood chipper and got put into a tub. That's why the kids, they zone in on. They don't even know what it is. They're like,
that one.
I want that one. So that one... by far the most popular one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm having like nightmares about ice cream already, just waking up in a cold sweat. Oh my God. I missed.
Okay, so that's the number one. What's number two and three?
Moose Tracks, always in the top three. That's the chocolate vanilla with little peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Canadian classic. And then salty caramel truffle. That's the one that the adults like us, they go for. It's butterscotch ice cream, chocolate chunks, caramel ripple. Absolutely decadent.
It's good.
It's real good.
Trust me, people. It's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So those are the top ones at the moment. And it's been going great.
Yeah.
It's been going excellent.
Good.
We still haven't bridged the gap, though, because Old Farm does iced coffee. You can go in and make yourself an iced Joe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we do that in the summertime. We got some caramel syrup, some blueberry syrup, some simple syrup. You can put in one or all three if you're crazy.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for someone to ask me to put a little dollop of ice cream in there.
Because
you can do that, a little dollop of Moose Tracks or whatever.
Oh, that's a great idea to let people know that you can really mix it up, really make a unique flavor, make it your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just ask me. I'll just plop it in. We'll charge you accordingly. It'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the one thing is these kids these days, Simone, these kids these days, they're so healthy. They're so concerned with their bodies and what's going into their fuel tank.
Is it too much?
It's too much,
for a 90s kid like yourself who's raised on Kraft.
Yeah, because you know what's going on is these kids, Simone, they don't know what ice cream floats are. They don't seem to, like, their eyes glaze over. I'm like, don't you want to float? Like, you're getting a root beer. You're getting an ice cream. Why don't you let me mix them together? And they don't seem to understand what I'm talking about. Their parents have failed them. This is a generational problem. Forget banning cell phones in school, Simone. We need floats. I can't believe it. One year, we made up a whole menu of Game of Cones, Game of Thrones themed floats.
Yeah.
Nothing. We didn't sell one.
Really?
Yeah.
People didn't know it, or
the kids didn't seem to grasp the concept.
They didn't understand it.
How good it is just to have vanilla ice cream and you pour a root beer on top of that, and you're laughing. You're laughing all the way to the diabetes clinic.
The diabetes?
You got it. It's a Wilford Brimley classic. So I'm trying to like push the kids more onto that. I know their parents are probably just like, don't do it, because they'll be running around till 1 in the morning with all that sugar. But things got to change.
Well, you got to educate the masses, Jeff.
These kids these days, Simone, I tell you. I'm going to bring back the gripe segment on this show. So get down to Old Farm, get some ice cream. Plant seedlings are back. Limited quantity because we didn't do that many this year. But we do have some nice tomatoes, some peppers. Mm-hmm. Cucumber seedlings came in today. Those always go fast. And mint. We got our first batch of chocolate mint.
Nice.
Which is excellent. Mm-hmm. Big fan of that one. Yeah.
Like your little mint tea.
Totally.
The end of the day.
Yeah. Exactly. Chill out. Yeah. So we're like full on into summer mode at Old Farm Fine Foods. You can get your
Fine Foods.
Thank you. Yeah. You can get your steakums at Old Farm Fine Foods. You got the Enright beef. We got sausages from Hanover View Farms out in Peterborough. They're around Peterborough. We're talking barbecue season.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You got a barbecue at your place? You grill? You grill, Simone?
I don't grill, but I'd like to.
Okay, we got to figure this out. Okay, get you a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Summertime. I love summertime. That's summertime. True. Summertime.
Yeah.
We're back in action.
Right on.
Get to Old Farm. Get some sugar. Teach your kids. For the love of God, teach them right.
Have a root beer float.
Have a float once in a while. They'll live. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
We're going to get back to the tunes. And then after 9, we're going to find some cool events that are going on this weekend in and around Kingston for you guys to indulge in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll see us out at one of them.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'll be the one that looks just like Vin Diesel. But before that, we get a couple of tunes. First and foremost, the winner of this year's Eurovision Song Contest from Bulgaria, Dara. The Bulgarian Bangaranga babe with her
Bangaranga.
Tune. Bangaranga. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I apologize for nothing. Let's do this.
All right.
I'm a mover of freedom. Let me light your light. Presenting the trophy.
Once again, Paul McCartney.
Right on. That was Paul McCartney on Saturday Night Live this past weekend doing Band on the Run. And we also had Dara with Bangaranga from Eurovision Song Contest. Just before the 9 o'clock break, I just wanted to come on. We had a listener just call in to talk about a traffic incident on the 401. So just so you all can be aware, if you're commuting, that there's been a collision on Highway 401 westbound at Sir John A. McDonald. That's right, westbound Highway 401 at Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard. It says all westbound lanes are closed. That was as of 8:44 a.m. and was updated at 8:47, according to Ontario511.ca. So just be aware, if you're doing your morning commute, you might want to skip out. Yeah. Okay. So,
all right.
I just wanted to come in, pop in, interrupt the tunes, and let people know
that's
that.
Important.
If you're stuck in traffic, though, you can rock out with us for a little bit longer. Before 9 o'clock, we're going to keep things moving and a-grooving. This is brand new stuff from the Softies with the appropriately titled Turn It Up.
Turn it up.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.